Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome. Great to have you. It is Tuesday in the state of Wisconsin. Technically the first day. I don't know if it's technically the first day of spring, but this is like the spring. I guess it's a three-day equinox maybe. So some people say March 19th is the first day of spring. I always thought it was the 21st, but I'll go with the 19th because I'm anxious for spring. I'm anxious to get to the show tonight. Thanks for joining me. We have a great show. Really fun guest tonight from the St. Croix Festival Theater. Jesse March will be here. And this is what I'm excited to have Jesse here because the show is on statewide and I've been trying to find people from not just Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, but different pockets of the state. Ashland, Superior, La Crosse, Park Falls. And this is great because St. Croix is way over on a map. It looks like it's part of Minnesota. So we definitely have our far west pocket of the state. Jesse will be here. Beautiful area. They have a beautiful theater. He's going to talk about a very interesting show they have coming up this weekend where they use AI and they devise improv games around that. So that'll be an interesting conversation with Jesse, especially for those of you who love sketch comedy and improv. Mike Clemens will be along at 8 p.m. to talk about the Badgers and their tournament draw. They pulled a fifth seed. They play George Mason. George Mason is up first. George Mason with only three losses. That could be a tough game for the Badgers, but we'll talk to Mike about that at 8. And comedian and really just amazing comedy writer Roger Rittenhouse will be here. Roger writes jokes for Larry the Cable Guy, D.L. Hewley. He writes for a lot of the roasts you see on Comedy Central. I had the pleasure of working a staff writing job on a show called Sports Soup, where we wrote sketches and jokes and we got to perform them. And Roger was one of the other staff writers and he makes me laugh just about as much as anybody else in the world. So he'll be along at 8:35. That'll be fun to talk to Roger. And Conrad, are you here?
Well, I took a powder for the first 5 minutes.
That's okay. Guys got to take a powder once in a while. I don't begrudge you the occasional powder. You ready to take some texts tonight?
Definitely.
We have a great question tonight. What makes you laugh the hardest? This is National, let me see if I get this right, National Let's Laugh Day. And, you know, my background is comedy. I did stand-up comedy in the 90s, and then I was a comedy writer. And at times I even say funny stuff now. But I love the exchange of comedy. I laugh at my family members. My kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. Conrad's like one of the family. That's why I said that. So by default, Paula and Steve are my family as well, and Aunt Carla. So, and I have tons of comedian friends and people that I love that are comedy writers and actors. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. And I know that personally, I'm going to open up here. Comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy. My wife one time told me that laughter is the best therapy, and they said sometimes you should just laugh. Force yourself to laugh, and it will make you feel good. At which point, she started laughing spontaneously throughout the course of a week. And it was forced and ridiculous, and that made me laugh. So I don't know that forced laughter on your own by yourself sounds kind of maniacal, but who am I to judge? I think laughter is truly the best medicine, and this is National Let's Laugh Day. So our question tonight, what makes you laugh the hardest? It could be, you know, something on America's Funniest Videos. It could be people falling on the beach, tripping. A stand-up comedian, a movie, a memory you have. What makes you laugh the most? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Our show is on statewide, so you can click on any one of the stations on the app and listen there and click. There's a little text icon. Let us know what you think. And Conrad, people can text on the stream, if you would, please.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, Facebook page, WGBW. On YouTube, we're Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, WGBW.
There you go. You can watch. I was in Madison. We did the show from Madison yesterday. Conrad held down the fort here in Green Bay.
I did.
Nothing happened, it looks like. Everything is in order.
It was cleaner the last time as well.
Yeah, it has been clean. I did not see a keg tucked in a corner either, so he did not have a party without me. And then I shot a bunch of TV stuff today, so that was fun. But I come back here, and now I'm on TV again because the stream that Conrad just told you about, you can watch the show. So if you like to watch a guy sitting and talking, please tune into the stream. You can leave us comments there too. It's always fun to read those as well. So much going on. I just don't even know where to start. It is national. What's the other day? There was another funny. Oh, national spring begins today. All right. I covered that. So today is Bruce Willis's birthday. Bruce Willis has had some pretty, he's got some crazy disease. Probably should have looked it up, but I didn't want to focus on that tonight. He's done some really great films and great TV. He's got great comedic timing. He started his career on a show called Moonlighting that I remember when I was, I think in high school, Moonlighting came out, and he and Cybill Shepherd played, I think they were PIs, and he was just kind of a wisecracking guy from Jersey. He even came out with an album and released a single off the album called Respect Yourself, which is kind of whatever. But the guy cut an album. He's a successful actor who has made some good action films, made some not so good films like most actors, but was always great, in my opinion, whenever he would do a cameo on a show, they would write around his character and they would have a lot of fun with his persona. Bruce Willis plays a great tough guy, a great wise ass, and a pretty, you know, I have to say, everyone will go to Die Hard. But I think my favorite Bruce Willis performance is The Sixth Sense. I don't know. He really blew me away in that. He was very subtle. He wasn't being a wise guy. He was just a really good actor. He underplayed, downplayed everything. And if you can do that, as well as the wise guy lines and the comedy and the big action stuff, you're a good actor. And Bruce Willis is a good actor. But like I said, my favorite times I've enjoyed him have been when he's done a cameo on something. And we have a clip of him on Friends that we'll play now.
This is my father, Paul Stevens. Dad, this is Ross Geller.
It's great to meet you, Paul.
I usually prefer Liz's boyfriends who address me as Mr. Stevens.
Well, of course, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah. So, Ross, what's your problem?
Excuse me?
Why can't you get a girlfriend your own age?
It's funny. It's not funny.
I don't like you going out with my daughter, Ross.
Okay. I can see that. But I think if you give me one chance, I can change your mind.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I'll give you one chance to change my mind. You got 1 minute.
Daddy.
Fine. 2 minutes. Go. Yeah. Minute 50 seconds.
That's great. All right. So he is kind of playing the tough guy there, but he's doing it in a funny way. That's great stuff. That's Bruce Willis. And what else do we have? We have another Willis clip, too. Let's celebrate Bruce today.
Mayday, mayday. Anyone copying Channel 9?
Terrorists have seized the Nakatomi building and are holding at least 30 people hostage. I repeat, unknown number of terrorists,
six or more armed with automatic weapons at Nakatomi Plaza, Century City.
That's the best place to transmit.
Somebody answer me, damn it.
The roof. Go, go!
It's the same address as that fire signal.
I'll handle it.
Attention, whoever you are. This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
The lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
I mean, if we were doing a contest, we could have people try to guess what that's from. Well done, Conrad. That was a good find. So there you go. That's Bruce Willis. He turns, what is he, 68? He's not that old. For him to have this debilitating, 68. I mean, that's not young, but yeah, he should be, he should have many more years ahead of him. I don't know if this illness he has is considered to be fatal. I don't think there's a cure for it, though I remember that. I don't know much else about it. Hey, Conrad, we got another fun influencer birthday.
Oh.
It's a great name. Now, you remember the other names. Yeah. Dirk's. What was it? Dirk Splurt or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Lil Poopy.
Yep.
This girl's influencer name is I Has Cup Quake. I has Cupquake. I assume it's four words smashed together, all spelled wrong on purpose, I hope.
How old is she?
35.
And that's the name you go with. Okay.
I has Cupquake. And I don't understand, like, there are influencers. I get, like, that when they're 12 and kids just will click on anything, or 21, they're still young and they got their finger on the pulse of youth, whatever it is. I don't understand when there are middle-age influencers, and maybe they're religious or they cook food well or something, but I don't know. I has Cupquake. 35. That's I guess, maybe the sweet spot for influencing. But that's a great name. All right, Glenn Close turns 76 today. We have a classic clip involving Glenn Close, some of her best acting. I mean, she's phenomenal in everything, but we'll play that next. We're going to tease a little bit of Roger Rittenhouse's stand-up comedy. And I read your text next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to be together. Thanks for being with me tonight. Tonight's question, we are celebrating laughter. It's National Let's Laugh Day. So I'm thrilled we have a friend of mine who's one of my favorite comedians and writers, who's always cracked me up, will be along at 8:35, Roger Rittenhouse. But it is National Let's Laugh Day, and that's our question tonight. I want to know, what makes you laugh the most? What makes you laugh the most? And it can be anything, a joke you heard, comedians, your friends, a sitcom you watch, a movie, typical situations, someone walking into a plate glass window. Hopefully they didn't get hurt. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. We've got some texts coming in already, which is always fun. Oh, we got a few here. Okay. From the 920. Oh, Christy Barlam is checking in. She's been under the weather. She says, I took the gnome home. No worries. I'll get you an Easter rabbit, my friend. Christy likes to, she's in the practice of leaving little trinkets and stuffed animals, fake flowers around. She likes to, she has fun with everything. Christy laughs a lot. Christy's probably really enjoying this day, National Laugh Day. She says, and she and I also share the same birthday. It's our birthday next week, March 28th. I turn 40. Pete turns 45-ish. Yeah, let's go with that. It is our birthday, Christy. Maybe you should pop down and give a birthday update. That could be fun. It could be fun for me and you. I don't know how much fun it'll be for everybody else. Great to hear from Christy from the 414. Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, laugh at yourself is the best. I agree. I think he means laughing at yourself. Totally agree, Tom. I don't even really, like, eventually when you're around someone long enough, you realize they have no sense of humor or that they don't laugh at themselves or have trouble laughing at themselves. That typically comes from some kind of insecurity. But I don't like being around those people as much as, not because they're insecure, but because they can't laugh at themselves. I love being around people who are self-deprecating. So, and I do enough dumb things, Tom, on a daily basis to laugh at myself, for sure. From the 920, Christy, again, picking on Pete almost daily makes me laugh. Everything that comes out of my little guy Walter's mouth, her son that is, brings me joy and the best laughs. Life in general, life is way too short. Spread kindness and joy. Always smile. Well said, Christy. And yeah, kids for sure. My kids still make me laugh. I have like sitcom kids. They're always saying stuff or doing some kind of character. And I never get sick of being around people who make me laugh. That's so great that you laugh at your kids too, Christy. Aunt Carla says, In my former life, I was a surgical technician. One of my first surgeries, I scrubbed in, very nervous, terrible doctor. I said, we should all laugh. Laughter is the best medicine. And she said, who said that? Can you reference that? I like standing there with a surgical instrument like I have to reference that. Don't you laugh. Surgery went well, but to this day, I say, who says laughter isn't the best medicine? It is, and Will and I will reference it to this day. Laughter is the best medicine. It makes you calm. I agree, Aunt Carla. Christy says, for sure, before I leave for my big birthday bash at Epic. Oh, that's right. Christy's like the most popular girl in this whole city, apparently. She has a big birthday bash at Epic planned. And that must be nice. Because I'm chilling with Conrad. No offense, Conrad. We'll break that keg out that you snuck in here last night. We'll have a good time. But Christy gets like this big arena for her birthday. That's great. And she says, I love being around happy people too. Absolutely could not agree more, Christy. Steve from the 920, Conrad's dad checking in. I got to say, what has made me laugh the hardest in my life is when I'm surrounded by family and friends, either having fun conversations or watching a great new or old comedy show or movie together. I could not agree more, Steve. And you know what? You just kind of led me to a thought of my own. I think what makes me laugh probably the most in my life are inside jokes in a family. Jokes or situations that would not, that no one else would find funny. Because sometimes I'll try to share stuff that happened at home with people and they just kind of give you a look like, you know. And I want to say, cut me some slack. You know what I'm talking about. We all have inside jokes with family. But those are my favorite moments, I think, are those silly, funny moments. In fact, there's a song by a group called the Gigolo Ants called, I think it's called Hey Monday Morning. And there's a great line in the song. It's in the movie Dumb and Dumber when they're on the mini bike riding across country. And the Gigolo Ants sing, and the sacred moments of silliness are where I find my heaven. Such a great line. And to me, that honestly has been my life. Those sacred moments of silliness where you just laugh uncontrollably, sometimes at the dumbest thing. Those are little moments of heaven. I could not agree more. So, okay. So in the second hour, what do we do here, Conrad? Let's do Glenn Close, because Glenn Close is one of the best actors who has ever lived. She's 76 today, and I want to celebrate her a little bit before we move on to our first guest. So Glenn Close, Oscar winning Glenn Close, is great in everything. So how do you pick a clip when someone has a track record like Glenn Close? Like Bruce Willis has an impressive resume. Glenn Close has almost, you can't even top it. Like her credits are incredible. And she's excellent. So we found a clip that's kind of an obvious one, but it's just creepy and weird, and it's from Fatal Attraction, and roll it, Conrad.
So what can I get you? I've got scotch, I've got vodka, I just know I should be in the...
Cut the will you? Just cut it! I don't know what you're up to, But I'm going to tell you it's going to stop right now.
No, it's not going to stop. It's going to go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I'm pregnant. I'm going to have our child.
Alex, that's your choice, honey. That has nothing to do with me.
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
Well, what am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan. I'm going to be the mother of your child. I want a little respect.
You want respect?
Respect. What are you doing? Please, Dan, please don't go. I didn't mean it. Please, I'm sorry. I'll tell your wife.
You tell my wife.
It only takes a phone call!
Hello? Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. The other actor was Michael Douglas. That movie came out when I was in college, and I just remember every guy... probably scared a lot of guys from cheating, but the most frustrating thing about that was, like, you're married to Ann Archer, who is this, you know, beautiful, sweet, cool, kind of the wife every guy sees himself with when they're, like, young. And Glenn Close, beautiful too, but just had its element of crazy to her character. And the whole, you're watching the film and everybody's like, what are you doing? It was great. All right, when we come back. Coming up next, Jesse March from the St. Croix Festival Theater. Looking forward to this. That's coming up next on Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With another guy, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are talking about laughter today. It is National Laughter Day. It's a real thing. That's a real day. No, I'm sorry, not National Laughter Day. It's National Let's Laugh Day. National Let's Laugh Day. That's a mouthful. So let us know what makes you laugh. That's tonight's question. What makes you laugh the most? We've got some great texts already so far, and we'll read some more in just a few minutes. Roger Rittenhouse, the comedian, what better guest to have on National Let's Laugh Day? He will be along at 8:35. Mike Clemens is here at 8:05 to talk Badgers and the tourney. Right now... it is my pleasure to welcome a new guest to Nightlight. And like I mentioned before, I'm always trying to reach out to different parts of the state because I want to know what's going on there culturally with theater, if movies are being shot. I want to know who's from certain towns, people of note. I want to get to know our state a little bit better and have a discussion about it. And we will start that tonight. This is a new guest, as I mentioned, from a new town. I've never talked to anybody, I don't think, from St. Croix, Wisconsin. So it is my pleasure to welcome St. Croix Festival Theater's Jesse March. Jesse, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Oftentimes, I get to talk to people before they're on the show. So if I get a name wrong or get some information wrong, don't hesitate to correct me. But do it nicely. That's all I ask.
Of course.
I'm kidding. It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about the St. Croix Festival Theater. It sounds like a really cool place.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Festival Theater is out here in beautiful St. Croix. It's right on the river, right between, of course, Wisconsin and Minnesota. So St. Croix Falls and Taylor's Falls. So it's a beautiful scenic area. And we are a theater that has been operating for about over 30 years now with the community and with professionals from the Twin Cities as well. So we've been bringing people from the cities. And actually now that Catherine Cesars, the new executive director, is here, we've been starting to bring people in from all over the world and as well.
Wow,
so
that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool theater.
Yeah. So, and you're moving back. I understand you guys are a non-for-profit. You just renovated a theater that has quite a bit of history to it, and you're moving back. How is that? Like, when you have a non-for-profit, Jesse, is it hard to find the money to do those renovations and for the upkeep?
Well, let me tell you, the community has been really standing behind this theater. And that's something that I've consistently been finding as an artist here, is that people are really passionate about the work being done, and they really care about this place. And the auditorium that we're moving back into was actually the home of this theater for many years. It's a 1916 vaudeville house, which, if you know vaudeville, it's kind of like a cabaret.
And yeah.
Like old-timey, like Buster Keaton type stuff. And so that's the theater that it was. And my work is specializes in circus and theater. And so I'm a vaudeville artist, and we are bringing back sort of that sort of style of new age vaudeville, new age comedy, and physical theater back to the St. Croix Valley.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question. You're doing a show coming up this weekend, I believe, where you're using ChatGPT. Yeah. The show is called, correct me if I'm wrong, Calmed AI?
It's Commedia AI.
Commedia AI.
It's a combination of a style of Italian theater called Commedia dell'arte, which is from the 1300s.
Wow.
And, of course, now utilizing artificial intelligence as well.
All right, so, and then you take suggestions from ChatGPT and work an improv scene around that? Is that, am I getting that right?
Yeah. So, Commedia is a form that uses, like, archetypal stock characters. So, think kind of like cartoons. So, like, you know how Bugs Bunny is going to be. You know who Daffy Duck is. You know who Elmer Fudd is. When you watch the cartoon, you sit down, you're like, oh, I know these characters, whatever circumstance they're playing. Commedia is the origin of all of that. That's where all of it comes from. The name, like the idea of the Harlequin or the jester, comes from Commedia. It's an Italian form, and so the Harlequin was named Arlecchino. And so Arlecchino is one of the stock characters, and this is a masked form, so we wear the masks. We have beautiful, beautiful masks, and traditionally, back in the day in the, you know, 1300s and all the way up to, I think, about maybe 1700s, when it kind of died out for a while, the actors would travel from town to town, from marketplace to marketplace, doing these shows. And the shows were often just the plot points. And the actors would improvise and, like, dance their way through from plot point to plot point, using their skills and their jokes and their bits. And that's kind of what we've done here today. So we are doing the same model where we use ChatGPT to write those plot points. And then we talk to the audience, and then we take things from their experience and their day, and we work that into the show as well. And all of it gets generated right in front of the audience, right before your eyes. And then we do basically 2 one-act plays for you right in a row with these, like, stock characters.
Boy, that sounds exhausting. Like, you've really got to be on your toes. How long is each act?
Oh, I'd say about 30 to 45, depending on how funny it is.
Wow. Okay, so the ChatGPT, I was thinking they took the place of the audience and gave you suggestions, but you take suggestions from both. So it's still interactive with actual people. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. The point of the show is the virtuosic nature of the performers. That's why it's fun to use AI, because the AI is not necessarily being all that creative. It's just giving us spark points to jump from. And then you get to see how we spin and work live.
Man, that sounds really interesting.
Kind of like the Muppet Show. It's like, you know, when you see the Muppet Show and
the Muppets
are all, like, kind of screaming backstage, and, like, they're trying to scramble to put on their costumes and everything. It's
right.
It's basically like that, but we're doing it for you live.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. So, all right. So you have a show this weekend. What can you tell us about it? And if people are in your area, where can they get tickets?
Well, I can tell you that it is this weekend and next weekend.
Okay.
We play Thursday through Sunday. Our Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m., and we have Sunday matinees at 2. So if you want to come out and spend some of the day in beautiful St. Croix Falls, you could do that and then come to the show in the evening, or come see the show and then hang out in town at night. And if you want to get tickets, you would go to festivaltheater.org, and you could go to our box office there, or you could call our box office number, which is 715-483-3387. And theater spelled with an R-E, in case that helps anyone, because I know people are confused.
How do you spell it? I honest to God, I go back and forth on this with people. I know both are acceptable, but what? Why?
I'll tell you my opinion on it.
Yeah.
Here's my opinion. E-R is the building, and R-E is the art form.
Oh, you are a serious theater dude. Oh, that's a great answer.
Yeah, okay. I have my master's in this stuff, and so do all of my ensemble and cohorts. We all went to a beautiful school out in California, which is it's the Del Arte School, the International School of Physical Theater. So we are all trained clowns and mimes and physical theater artists, and are all out here trying to do this work. So that's we have studied this stuff for forever, and so that's how we know. We have so many books on clowning. You'd think that making laugh was not so complicated, but it is, in fact, a science.
So that was one of my questions, is it said you guys were all skilled in this. Tell me how to say it again. Commedia dell'arte. Okay. That makes sense now, because I was reading that you guys have all studied this. I'd never even heard of it. I mean, I know gestures and all that kind of thing, but the fact that you guys are all specialized in this area, tell me more about your background and how you ended up in St. Croix.
Oh man, well, let me start for you. I was an actor in Los Angeles. I was a child actor for many years.
Okay.
My big claim to fame were the Aristocats, and later on when I was older, I started doing more street theater, more stilt walking, puppetry, things of that nature.
Wow.
And I worked at Universal Studios Hollywood as Optimus Prime, the Transformer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a super cool.
We used to go there I lived out there for 15 years. We took our kids there all the time. Now I'm wondering if I saw you on stilts.
You did. If you saw Optimus Prime, you saw me, because I originated the role and I helped design the experience. So if you went, you saw me. I did the math. I'm in like 1.5 million photos, I think, at this point.
Okay.
I went to CalArts for my undergrad, and that's where I met the Hayden Ezzy, who is a part of this ensemble, and he and I came up with this idea for the show together. After I worked at Universal, I decided I needed to get my master's, and I went up to Del Arte up in Blue Lake, California. So it's about as North California as you can get, and that's where I got my master's in it. And I have performed internationally all over the world. I've gone to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is the largest theater festival in the world, a few times now. I've performed in France, Italy, Indonesia. I've performed in prisons. I've performed for schools. I have done pretty much everything you can do, and now I have this fantastic opportunity to be making original work here at Festival Theater. And that's kind of what puts us on the map, is that we are devising artists. So we create all of our own work. And that's part of what the Del Arte program teaches, is it teaches you how to be a devising artist. So it's an artist creator, as opposed to maybe typically people would think of like an actor as someone who like follows a script or, you know, is working under the director and under a writer and all those things. But in our line of work, we are the directors, writers, actors, set designers, costume designers, producers. We do all of it simultaneously. We wear every single hat all at the same time.
My guest is Jesse March. He is the, are you the director of the St. Croix Festival Theater?
I'm director of this show, and okay. And Catherine Cesars is the executive director of Festival Theater, but I'm working on a lot of shows this year here.
So how did you end up from child actor in Los Angeles and CalArts and all over the world? How did you end up and find yourself in St. Croix?
Well, I have been working with Catherine for many years now. We went to school together at Del Arte, and her work is phenomenal. She is incredibly talented. We've often been looking for a place where we could be in a beautiful rural setting with a fantastic theater that was close to a major metropolitan area. And it often seemed like kind of a pipe dream. And then when St. Croix had a job for Catherine, we immediately decided this is a great place to set up shop and be doing the work. And so that's how I made it out here. And to have a home as a theater artist is an incredible, incredible opportunity. It's kind of the dream.
That's pretty cool. You guys are basically part of the Twin Cities metro area, right?
Yes, we're about an hour outside the Twin Cities.
Oh, that's not too bad. Okay, great. So have you heard of other theaters using this ChatGPT mechanism in improv shows, or is that something you guys kind of came up with?
No, this is an original idea
as far as I'm concerned,
at least combining it with Commedia dell'arte for sure. And this is the world premiere of it. So this is the first time anybody's done it, to my knowledge.
That's really cool. So, all right. So what else do you guys have coming up there at the theater in the coming months?
Oh, we've got some incredible pieces. We have three sort of chunks of the season. We have our main stage series that's coming up, which is kind of your more typical shows. And that's going to be things like Spitfire Grill. We have a couple other ideas. Spitfire Grill. Let's see, what's the other one here? I'm looking at our website right now. We have, let's see, Spitfire. Oh, I can't even see the ones that are on, they're on here right now. But
I just had it pulled up too, and now I can't. Now I can't find it. So.
But I, you know, the thing is I'm most passionate about our next stage series, which are our original works. So I've got Kamehd AI, which is coming up. We have the St. Croix Vaudeville in the summer, which will be returning to the Civic Auditorium, which will quadruple our seats. It's a 240-seat, beautiful, beautiful theater. And like I said, it's a vaudeville house. And so it's actually, funnily enough, never had vaudeville in it. And so this will be the first time that anyone will ever be putting up vaudeville there almost 100 years later.
Wow,
so we'll be doing
nice.
That in the summer. And then we're going to be doing an original show that Catherine has written in October called Heck, which is a piece that she has been working on for about 5 years now, which is a musical comedy about the devil herself and her emotional support demon, Belfo. And I play the demon.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, I found a couple shows I want to ask you about next.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you what, I think I know the answer to this based on our conversation so far, but our question tonight, Jesse, is what makes you laugh the most? So think about that and we'll get your answer. That's coming up. We got more coming up next with Jesse March and his really cool theater. He's a part of in St. Croix, Wisconsin. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. What makes you laugh the most? That is tonight's question. It is National Let's Laugh Day. So let's do it. Tell me what makes you laugh the most. You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My guest is Jesse March. He is the St. Croix Festival Theater's director of this show. Jesse, you have a show coming up called Red Herring, I saw on your website. What can you tell us about that?
This is an incredible piece. They are a company out of the Twin Cities called Kahoot, and they are also a Delarte alumni, so they are also contemporaries of the school that we worked and studied from. And this is it's a noir. It's a shadow puppetry noir, and it's for kids and family for our thing, but it is absolutely hilarious. They are all trained clowns, mimes, physical theater artists, and they are an incredibly talented bunch, like really, really impressive. And so this is going to be a piece that's going to be fun for the whole family, and it's definitely got a lot of really great humor in it and really beautiful imagery, a lot of beautiful light play.
I love noir in film. I've never seen puppets do it, so I can imagine it is pretty entertaining and probably
it's live
really
and puppets. Like, it's like the shadows that they create, they have like these beautiful backdrops that they have that are all in shadow, so the whole play takes place with these beautiful shadow backgrounds, and it's like a beautiful mix of like live performance and this shadow puppetry. It's something that you don't want to miss. It's a truly incredible piece.
Okay, so that's April 12th through the 21st. You can get tickets at Festival Theater .org, and it's theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, not the E-R, festivaltheater.org. You can get tickets for all their shows. So what kind of stuff makes you laugh, Jesse? Aside from the Delarte, from what you're skilled in, what makes you laugh?
Well, you know, let me tell you what really makes me laugh. And okay. this is like an interesting, like, philosophical thought I'm consistently working with. But I'm always looking for a laugh that is like ripped from me. Like, it's not like a polite laughter. It's like, I want that like deep belly laugh. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I'm looking for something that's going to like come from the soul, like from the spirit. And so what makes me really laugh is when I see something that feels like it's responding to the moment. Like it wasn't like something that was like a pre-planned experience. And like, I can laugh at comedies and things at movies, and like, I can laugh at clever and fun circumstances, but we have a saying that we use, which is to sell your cleverness and buy bewilderment. And there's this state of the clown that exists where they are seeing and responding in real time and like living like vibrantly. And it's that sort of like ability to respond to your circumstances. Like, you know, think of like a, like someone like slipping on some ice and like catching themselves miraculously and then springing back up. Like right. That kind of thing like makes me laugh. You know what I mean? Where
yeah,
it's someone being alive and like really seeing and responding. Like when I see like a stand-up comedy show and like someone responds to a heckler, you know, it's like there's that sort of like back and forth where you see someone's brain like turning.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff always makes me laugh the ultimate hardest. Like
in the
it just
moment.
Rips it right from me.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever seen the reels where like roller skaters almost fall, but then they catch their balance, but it takes them like 50 yards to finally gather themselves?
Yeah, exactly.
That sheer terror of, yeah, that's a great, we are getting some phenomenal answers tonight, Conrad, about our question.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was right up there. So you guys offer kids shows too. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. And we offer free workshops as well. The Red Herring Kahoot Group, the cool thing about them is that they're a nonprofit and their mission is to give free theater. So the theater is entirely free for Red Herring, and they'll be providing workshops to the community and to kids for free when they're here in residence.
That is so great because I think kids just aren't participating in a lot of things as much as they used to, whether it's sports or, and I feel like a lot of kids in the area where I live, which is more rural, don't have access to really good theater, or if it's there, they don't know about it or they're not encouraged.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that. That's terrific.
Yeah.
And one more question for you, buddy. What we talk about on this show is what we're watching, TV, movies. Are you binge watching anything you can recommend? Cringe watching? What did you think of the Oscar movies?
Yeah.
Share with us, please.
You know what I love? Have you been watching What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show?
No, I have not. That's on one of my lists, but I have not
tried
it yet.
It's an absolute banger. Like, so funny, like really, really great. I also really love Atlanta. You know, pretty much anything that Donald Glover writes is usually has like a great mix of like comedy and drama.
Yeah. I watched the pilot of Atlanta and I loved it. How the four characters came together at the end. And it's like,
yeah, that
show
was a banger.
Yeah, I will stick with it. I tend to watch a lot of pilots and then figure out where I'm going from there, but that's definitely on my list as well.
Yeah, I'd say between that and What We Do in the Shadows really gets me going. I also, like, I have to admit, I'm a big fan of South Park. Like, I love some of the stuff they do. I think that's really fun. And I haven't been watching them recently, but, like, definitely some of the old school stuff was really great for me. There was a nice golden period where they were really responding and hitting current events in a way that I really enjoyed. So
I got to tell you,
I kind of like those kinds of things.
I saw the South Park movie at 10 a.m. in Westwood with a friend of mine, a fellow comic at the time. And we left the theater. I couldn't even catch my breath. I was laughing so hard at the South Park movie. And I hadn't really watched the show that much, but I started watching it after that. And like you, I haven't watched it in years, but it's so funny. And they're satirical. They're just great. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that stuff just always gets me laughing. So I guess like between them, like they're responding in real time to real events. And I'm like,
right.
With What We Do in the Shadows, it's like, it's such a beautiful scripted piece. Like it's so funny. It just
I
makes
am
me laugh
so officially
hard.
Adding it to the list. Thank you for the recommendation. We'll discuss that as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, great meeting you, Jesse. Thanks so much. And don't be a stranger. Keep us posted. And if you're ever over on the eastern part of the state, please bring a friend or two and let's do a little live performance in here or something. That would be really fun.
Oh, you bet. I will 100% stay in touch. Thank you so much for reaching out and for responding to me and for chatting with Festival Theater. It is such a blast to get the word out and chat with people who are interested and who want to laugh. It's such a delight.
I could not agree more. Best of luck with the show this weekend and next. And yeah, let's talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
That's Jesse March from the St. Croix Festival Theater. They have a really innovative improv show coming up this week and next. You can get tickets at Festival Theater. That's theatre, not ER, festivaltheater.org. I love when theater companies do different or daring things. That's really cool, especially when it comes to improv. All right. Hey, We are going to read your text when we come back, but we might talk to Mike Clemens first. But our question tonight is, what makes you laugh? What makes you laugh the most, actually? That's the question. Let us know. Get in on the fun. Mike Clemens is next on Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.